राधा माधवा जय खुन जा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय खुन जा बिहारी गोपी जन बलाबा जय गिरिवर धारे जय गिरिवर धारे गोपी जन बलाबा जय गिरिवर धारे जय गिरिवर धारे जय राधा माधवा जय खुन जा बिहारी यशोदा नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चारे जय खुन जा बिहारी जय जमुना तीर बन चारे जय खुन जा बिहारी जमुना तीर बन चारे जय खुन जा बिहारी Jaya Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Jaya Vishnu Par Paramahansa Paribrajakachara Stutada Satashi Shimadis Devangrishla A.C. Bhaktivranta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Segaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Go Gopakabina Shyamakunda Radha Kunigiri Govardhanaki Shri Vrindavan Dhamaki Shri Mayapur Dhamaki Ganga Mayaki Jamuna Mayaki Bhakti Deviki Tulasi Deviki Samaveta Bhakti Vrindaki Jainitai Gaura Premanandi. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Prasada Sumukam Sprihaniya Dhamma. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Samsprishantam. Shyame Pritavurasi Shobhitaya Shriyasvas. Chudha Manim Subhagayan Tamivat Madrishnyam. Translation. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction, and his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and his broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus, it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Purport. When the Lord came, he was pleased with everyone. Therefore, it is stated here, Krishna Prasada Sumukam. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were his pure devotees, although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. To commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya therefore said that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant run loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense under the feet of a pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood, because he does not accept any offense created by his sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all and being especially inclined to his devotee, looked as mercifully at the defenders as the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to his unlimited quality of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that his very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious not only for all the higher planets of this material world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to the middle jewel or a locket in a necklace of jewels. In this verse, the words Sprihaniya Dhamma indicate that the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure because he has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who hanker after the pleasure of merging in the impersonal Brahman, there are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as his servants. The Lord is so kind that he gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to the impersonalists in his impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas he gives shelter to the devotees in his personal abodes known as the Vaikuntha Lokas. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in the Vaikuntha Loka by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, as stated by the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he is favored by even a pinch of the goddess of fortune. So we can simply imagine how glorified is the spiritual kingdom in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune engage in the direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated as the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe, at the upper limit of the universe, and are known as Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe.
Chima Jagat, a Jara Jagat, Jara Brahman,
Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Lokas, is the summit of all planetary systems. So, and Srila Prabhupada is pointing out a few points here is that how you say his kindness to the devotees are his attractive feature. Means this relationship means attraction, means it's based on a relationship. So if the Lord is pleased, then that relationship is there. Therefore, anyone who approaches Him, no matter what capacity, the Lord is pleased upon them. So, someone who's approached the Lord then becomes very special to the Lord, very important. So the Lord is always looking after their welfare. Right. So Krishna here is, he has two sets of servants and one has made a mistake, but he's still favorable to both. Therefore the Lord showed up. Means he could have not showed up and just let things take their natural course. But the Lord came to make sure that nothing would go wrong. So that's what's being offered, is something that's beyond right and wrong. The relationship with the Lord, this is beyond right and wrong. This is based on the proper, relationship between the Lord and the devotees. So then, the Lord then here is brought out as the reservoir of all pleasure. Because He is the shelter for everyone. Whatever anyone is looking for then can be found in Him. So the impersonalists find what they're looking for in the Lord, and the spiritualists find what they're looking for in the Lord. So the idea is that the Lord is the goal of any activity. Whatever it is that one is looking for, ultimately Krishna is the goal of that. Because we see is that he is served by the goddesses of fortune, unlimited goddesses of fortune. Whatever anyone's looking for in the material world is an opulence that is there of the goddess of fortune. So the goal that everyone is looking for, no matter what is their endeavor, is then found in the personality of the goddess of fortune. In that, she embodies all of the, good qualities and facilities of serving the Lord. Therefore, it's the ultimate goal of all of the planetary systems. So it's the summit of all the heavenly planets. So here we see a nice blend or a conclusion that whatever you're looking for in the way of the heavenly planets, whatever you're looking for in the impersonal Brahman, is found in its completeness in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha Loka. So this position that is being mentioned here then is very special. The karmis, they're interested in sense gratification, so they're looking for the heavenly planets. Idea being that there'll be perfection in their relationships and facilities and opulence. Unfortunately, it's material, it's temporary. The heavenly planets. And the impersonalists then seeing the fault in the forms of this material world, then they try to transcend this. Right? They work with the form, but they seek the formless. So both of these things we are used to hearing. A perfect material place or beyond materialism means just there the nothingness, the voidness, the impersonalness. But we see Vaikuntha then is the same as both of these, but different from both of these. Same as both of these, but different from both.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Vaikuntha has all the relationships and opulences that we are looking for here, but in their pinnacle of perfection. And at the same time, they have no problems of the material world that is equal to the Brahman. It is eternal, and there's no misery. So in other words, what's being offered is an eternal blissful life. That is full of relationship. Right? So we've never heard of this before. Those who speak poetically of material piety, then it sounds very attractive, but it still will only get you to the material planets. And those who speak of the transcendence in flowery language, then it's very nice, but it will only get you up to Brahmaloka. But both of them are in the material world. So Brahmaloka is superior to the planets below the path of the sun, but is still inferior to the perfection of all heavenly situations or that of Vaikuntha. So this is something special that only is given in Krishna consciousness. And in its most refined form within the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Because human nature is contradictory. So that means the philosophy has to be able to deal with contradiction. Otherwise, how can one attain to the highest human platform of existence if one cannot deal with the contradictions thereof? So therefore then we see the attractiveness of the Lord and how He's equal to everyone. How He is the ultimate goal of the perfection of devotional service. And how His eternal realm is the perfectional place by which one can attain to serve the Lord.
এবং আধ্যাত্মিক চরম অনুভূতিকে প্রাপ্ত কেউ করতে পারে, যেটি হচ্ছে আধ্যাত্মিক অনুভূতির সর্বোত্তম স্থিতি, এবং সেই স্থিতিটি একমাত্র প্রাপ্ত হতে পারে ভগবানের এবং ভক্তির সেবার মাধ্যমে।
Therefore, if one is making that endeavor to serve him, the Lord is most pleased. Any questions or comments? He's partial to his devotees. Okay. Means question is that the Lord says he's equal to everyone, but at the same time he's partial to the devotees. Means however anyone approaches the Lord, he reciprocates with them. So whatever it is that you're looking for, then Krishna equally tries to fulfill your desire. But those who approach him as a devotee, then that is considered more special. So that is his preference. But it doesn't mean that he deals with them any differently than anyone else. The principle is as you surrender to him, he reciprocates. So you surrender as a devotee, he reciprocates that way. You surrender to God as a Mercedes-Benz, then he comes to you as a Mercedes-Benz. You have to turn that on if you want to use it. He likes them more. Okay. So question is those who preach, he likes them more. Do you have a problem with this? You have a problem with this? God's a person. He can't have his likes and dislikes. What's the purpose of the question? Okay, does he like those devotees who are preachers? Yes, that's why it says that the first offense against the holy name is the blasphemy of those who are preaching. But the principle is the same, no matter who it is. As you surrender, he reciprocates. You surrender more, he reciprocates more. You surrender less, he reciprocates less. Right? So the principle of his action is always the same. But he as a person prefers those who surrender more because he likes to surrender more back. God likes to surrender to, or reciprocate with his devotees. They don't surrender. How does he reciprocate? Right? You say, God, I want a Mercedes Benz. Right? So now he has to arrange it for you. That means he's serving you. That's what God likes. So if you don't surrender to him, how he will surrender to you? How he'll serve you? But because his surrender is selfless, therefore he likes to reciprocate selfless surrender. Right? When you get your Mercedes-Benz, what does God get out of it? When you get your Mercedes-Benz, what does God get from it? He gets nothing from it. So therefore, why would he prefer that? But the residents of Vrindavan surrender fully, therefore he can reciprocate fully with them. Right? The older gopis tell him to dance when he's a small child. He dances. When the older gopis tell him to dance, then he dances. Or the cowherd boys say, I won this game, now you have to carry me on your shoulders. Right? Or the gopis say, we don't want to talk to you, you're not very nice, go away. Then he has to do that. Right? So that's what he's willing to do. So if all you're going to do is ask him for a Mercedes-Benz, then not so impressive. Yeah, but the point is he said he deals with everyone equally, so why should you care? Right? The reason he doesn't like to fulfill material desires is because where is he involved in it other than just supplying it? Where is the relationship? Right. Does that make sense? Among the five rasas, which is the highest? Means all the rasas are equal because whoever's in them will be happy in them.
প্রত্যেকটি রস উন্নত, সমানভাবে উন্নত, কিন্তু যে যে রসের মধ্যে আছে সেই রসকে ডাক আছে সর্বোত্তম।
At the same time, there's the depth and the specialness of the conjugal rasa is the greatest. Yeah? Okay. So end here. Jai Ho. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Bhakti Brindaki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi
Yes, for the experiences, I know it's okay.